Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how you love changed my life. Not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and verse 27. That ye might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We thank you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for each and every one that's able to be with us on today. We're thankful, Father God, for our pastor as he continues teaching the Word of God. We thank you for the listeners and those who participate, Father God. Lord, we binding up anything and everything to try to come up against us, to hinder us from receiving this Word, Father God. We open up our hearts and our minds to you, Father God, so that your Word will flow through us richly, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those who are sick and shut in. For you said in your Word, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those who are going through and those who are bereaved. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So Heavenly Father, help us to trust you at your Word. Help us to believe it, Father God, and continue to be believers as we study the glorious church and about the glorious church and who the church really is. And Father God, we just give you praise and we're just thanking you for your Word, Father God, that's making us stronger as we open up to you, Father God. We ask that you will have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
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 We're talking about the glorious church. And, folks, see, you got to understand, this is what God prophesied. I mean, well, we'll look at a few scriptures. But we need to have this clear understanding before we continue. First of all, our citizenship is in heaven. You got to know that. You got to know that you're seated at the right-hand side of God because you're in Christ. And that's where Christ is seated. That's where the church is at. We read, I think, yesterday, Hebrews 8, 1 and 2. Let's go back there for a moment. And then we'll put some stuff in the church. But let's make sure we understand what church we're dealing with. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the word church. But most of y'all can see that through the optical nerve. So you know that ain't the church Christ talking about, because he said his church will not come through observation. The kingdom of God will not come through observation. His kingdom, his church, his government. And then he said over there, Peter, Matthew 16, that flesh and blood, you won't see it that way. You can't see it through flesh and blood. So we don't leave that worldly church alone for a moment. Let's focus on a glorious church, okay? That's what we need to do today. We need to focus on a glorious church. And then, you know, but let's start with Hebrews. Was that 8 and 1, Pastor? 8, 1 and 2? Let's start.
8, 1 and 2, Pastor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And the King James, it reads as follows. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bill. Thank you for that beautiful collection and that prayer. In Hebrews 8 and 1 and 2, in the King James, it reads as follows. Now at the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, in essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary, in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Could you read that one more time for us, please? Out of the King James Version.
Yeah.
It don't get no plainer. Now, I thank God, you know, for the Messenger Bible. But man, this is just, to me, it's just awesome.
Yeah. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord and not man.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That thing that they had spoken of for dealing with Jesus, yeah, he died once for all and brought the sacrifice system to an end. That in that sacrifice of going to the temple, that ended that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He forgave the sin, past, present, and future. I don't care about your theology, but I'm telling you, he forgave the sin. To prove it, he died for it. So he paid the price. If you accept it or not, that's your issue. That's something you have to deal with. He, as far as God and Jesus and believers are concerned, it's been paid. So the Jews not need to go back to the old system because of Christ. And that's what people practice now, going back to the old system. The only reason they went to the temple was to bring the sacrifice. So the perfect sacrifice we needed was completed, the work of redemption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to look at another way. He is
the way.
You don't have to look at another way to have your sin forgiven. Christ was the final sacrifice. See, that's what they were talking about. I'm just trying to bring you up to speed what they were talking about, that they had a better system now that was built on better promises and had better understanding the Jewish sacrifice system. We see that Jesus' death served as a perfect atonement for our sins, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
He delivers us eternal life. You got to believe that through him death we have eternal life. So, and a person can miss this because they refuse God's great gift, the church.
Have mercy.
Yes. Under the old Jewish system, the priests were chosen only from the tribe of Levi, and the sacrifice was offered daily on the altar for the forgiveness of sin. Now, you can go back to the 7th chapter of Hebrews and maybe the 12th, 14th verse, and you'll see what the system was. And if you want to get deeper, do a little research and you'll see what was required. So this system would not have allowed Jesus to be free because he was from the tribe of Judah. Well, I just think that's awesome how God did this and connected this thing. But his perfect sacrifice ended all needed to be for the priest. Going forward, you're going to need another priest. The sacrifice. Don't need nobody up there sprinkling blood. Don't need nobody taking your offering. So they don't take the blood, they take money. Now, but that's a whole nother ball game. They use the present tense. Well, why do they do that? Because man offered their gift. Indicate that the book was written before A.D. 70. When the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed and ended. Now, what am I saying? Here's what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. The main point we want to make is this. We do have the kind of chief priest, and this chief priest holds the honor or the position, the one next to the majesty, God, the Father, which is in heaven. So his throne, he served as a priest of the holy place and of the true tent set up by the Lord and not human or not man. And the church he pitched, the sanctuary he pitched were not by hand. The tabernacle, you know, you got some folks call they building the tabernacle.
Yeah.
It says Christ is the minister of the sanctuary of the
That's
true
right.
tabernacle. That's makes the difference right there. See, you had other tabernacles, but this is the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
It's
hallelujah. Well, you don't know how to be shot right about now. I mean, I just don't know what church you belong to, but I can tell you what church I belong to. I belong to the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
What is true. And for those that don't know it, let me share this with you. The Word was made flesh, brothers and sisters. The church was made flesh. So no more church building. So we are building, we are His building, okay? And I just want to encourage everybody that don't have this revelation over there in 1 Corinthians 3 and 9. You can read it for yourself. 1 Corinthians 3, 9, 1 Corinthians 3, 16, and 1 Corinthians 6, 19. Get this revelation. Speak the truth. Speak the truth that you claim that in your faith that you say you are part of God. You say you're part of God's church.
Yes.
The tabernacle is among us. But let me kind of go somewhere for a moment because I said I wanted to do that and I do want to do that. I want you all to know, brothers and sisters, we're going to Habakkuk. And in Habakkuk 2 and 14, Habakkuk 2 and 14, I'm trying to build me a case here to show you there's nothing wrong with being part of the glorious church. God have already spoken this thing to be. In Habakkuk, as you try to share and read that for us, please.
Okay, Habakkuk 2 and 14, you said, Pastor?
Yeah.
In the King James, it reads as follows. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Meanwhile, the earth fills up with awareness of God's glory as the waters cover the sea. Amen.
Now, just bear with me for a moment. The glory is spiritual.
Amen.
See, you can't see the glory through the optical nerve. And maybe another time we'll really get in and define the word glory. But when you express what glory is, God is saying, I'm going to have it everywhere. So he wasn't going to have it up in some building. That's where his glory is going to be, in us.
Hallelujah. Yes.
How do I know that? Because he says knowledge. Knowledge, key word there. But the earth will be filled with the knowledge. See, it don't do no good to have that knowledge up in some wall or on some rooftop or, I don't know, in some... Now, it's in you. It's in me. It's in
Hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's where the knowledge is in your brain. Well, what is this knowledge about? About the glory of God? About the Lord's glory? And you want a good idea what it's going to be like? You want to really see this? Can you imagine seeing all the water, the seas, how it's covered? Because, you know, actually, the earth came out of the water. Get to that week.
Amen. Amen.
So you got more water than you got earth. So God had to separate earth from the water. Think about it. So you got all this water. I'm not going to talk about the lake. I'm going to talk about the oceans.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
You know how it cover? It just covers, man, the seas. Think about how much water. So you can get a clue of what kind of knowledge he's talking about. That knowledge is going to be in people. That's what it's going to be. Why? Because his church is a glorious church, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why. Because mm-hmm. his church is glory. And because he has a glorious church, is why he have glory. This is what God has said.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just want y'all to see the prophecy here. In the book of Haggai, I'm just trying to show you. He says, the second chapter and the third verse, if you would read that for us, 2 and 3.
I'm sorry, Tess, could you repeat that, please?
Haggai 2 and 3. This is awesome, brothers. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I never know.
You got it?
No,
it's
Pastor,
a couple doors up. It's just a couple doors up from Rebecca.
Right. Okay. Haggai, chapter 2, third verse?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for being patient. I appreciate it. Who is left among you that saw the house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Amen.
Amen. Turn the message, Bible. Is there anyone here who saw the temple the way it used to be, all glorious? And what do we see now? Not much, right? Amen.
Amen.
I pray y'all see that prophet today being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, ask them, is there anyone among them that is faithful? Where's the few who saw this house in its former glory? Who can see it now? Go to the 7th verse. Look at that 7th verse. I think it's in that 7th verse. Let me, I'm going to refer to my notes here. Let me see if it's in that 7th verse.
In the 7th verse, in the King James, it reads as follows: "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." Amen.
Amen. They'll bring bushels of wealth, and I will fill this temple with splendor. God of the angel armies say so. Amen. Amen, amen.
That marinate in you. See what he's talking about. He said, I will shake all nations. I don't care from the east, from the west, to the north. I'm going to shake them all. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to call my glory to get in them.
Yeah.
Not know anybody, but those that desire for this. You know, they got to have a desire for this glory. They got to have a desire for the word of God. Ain't it's not gonna be no anybody. He said, and then I'm gonna fill them. I'm gonna fill it. And the house he's talking about is us, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
That's what he's gonna fill his glory with. Says the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. So when I tell you that God is talking about his glory being in everybody. But read the ninth verse. I mean, just all over the Old Testament and the New Testament. But I want you to see, it ain't no secret what God was going to do, how he was going to do it. It's not a secret.
Amen.
In the ninth verse, it reads as follows. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than one of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen.
Read that again, sister. Please read that one more time in the King James.
It reads as follows. In the King James, the ninth verse, the glory of this latter house shall be greater. Excuse me. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. Saith the host. Saith the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn the Message Bible. The temple is going to end up far better than it started out. A glorious beginning, but an even more glorious finish, a place in which I will hand out wholesome and holiness, decree of God, of the angel army. Amen.
Yeah, see, he said, be ye holy even as I'm holy. So he wants that for us. He wants us to have that glorious finish, a place in where I will hang out. This is where oneness is going to be.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And and then you can go back to Ephesians 5:27.
In Ephesians 5:27, it reads as follows in the King James. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, Christ's love make the church whole. His word evokes her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. Amen.
So, Jesus said to them, therefore, when thou doest thy arm, do not sound a trumpet before thee that as hypocrites do in the synagogue. Wow, in the synagogue, in the church. Don't do it like that. And in the street, that they may have glory of man. Well, I say unto you, they have their reward. They're going to get paid for what they're doing.
Amen, amen.
I'm going to close this today by telling you, brothers and sisters, that when Jesus was praying over there in Matthew 6:13, he said, lead us, they was asking him to teach us how to pray. So what Jesus said to him, when you pray, you say, our Father, but then you get to the 13th verse, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about that evil, organized church stuff. He says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
You go and do your research on that, brothers and sisters. You'd be shocked to see that God's kingdom is about the glory, his power.
So how
Jesus end up? See, you don't want to be led into temptation. You don't want to be part of that. Because that temptation that's in that organized church, it will hold you there. Because you get used to them drum beats, and you get used to certain things. And let me leave that right there. Let me leave that right. All right, anyway, y'all be blessed.